A couple of quick things about the title of this. This is called The Public Charity Lifecycle, A Compliance Overview. The first thing is that I'm not actually going to go through the life cycle of a public charity here, in part because I'm going to start from the assumption that that the folks in this room have their 501c3 statuses in hand. They're going to be more interested in the sort of the compliance things that happen from day one and stop when you close your doors after dissolution or merger or sort of whatever happens at the end of your organization. Now, those compliance things can take on different implications or what have you during different times in your life cycle, and we'll talk about that, but I'm not going to sort of go through what it means to form an organization and all that sort of stuff. The second thing is that when I talk about compliance overview, I'm really talking about 501c3 tax compliance specifically for public charities. There are other compliance considerations for nonprofits, and we'll actually talk about some of them at the end of this presentation. And those can relate to things like state law charitable solicitation licenses or state law corporate filings and corporate reports or charities regulations on a state level. It could also relate to a particular field that your nonprofit operates in, such as affordable housing or charter schools or sort of whatever. Those clients, you know, those things are too dispersed and are not going to be part of this. This is really going to focus on the tax things. So just understand that there are some compliance issues that we won't talk about. Before we start, if I could take the pulse of this group, I see there's some empty spaces, which is good because at some point y'all can stretch out and take a nap in the middle of this as needed. I won't be offended.